Morning Edition from NPR on 89.1 WGLT and WGLT.org. Bloomington native Matthew Curry says his days as a guitar gunslinger may not be over, but his sound is evolving. Curry returned to the Castle Theater for his annual Concert for a Cure tomorrow night to benefit the Community Cancer Center in Normal. Curry says you can hear that musical evolution on Open Road, the new album he'll unveil tomorrow night.
I mean, I think if I was going to put a label on the album as a whole, I'd call it Roots Rock. I feel that all music is based in blues primarily, but yeah, I've been trying to focus a little more on the songwriting end of things, and I think people will hear that in this album, and a little less blazing guitar throughout of it, the whole thing. But you know, hopefully people will dig it.
One more long night could just feel right. Come on, baby, won't you turn up the light? The sun will rise with our goodbyes. I just need to hear one more light.
So the song is called "One More Wrong Night" from our guest Matthew Curry. All right, you kind of went there. Blazing guitar is what you're known for, right? Since we were talking off the air, since almost you were 9, 10 years old. That's how you kind of gained respect in the local music scene. But are you trying to position yourself maybe in a different way now? Not so much a blues rock slinger as more of a singer-songwriter?
Perhaps. I think I've been feeling like I wanted to be positioned for a long time now. You know, as you said, the blazing guitar slinger thing is... It almost kind of haunts me because, you know, I mean, there's only so many notes and there's only... Well, there's also just so many guitar players that are just light years better than I'll ever dream of being. You know, Derek Trucks and Eric Gales and guys like that. And so I just figured, well, you know, there's plenty of great guitar players, and so maybe I should try to find my sound in a different way.
Let's go to another song from the album Open Road, which is debuting this weekend, Singing Right Along. I don't remember this one from the last time either.
I'm here today.
Might be gone tomorrow.
This is a straight-up soul record.
It's a little bit different from everything else, but it still feels like it fits on the album, and so we put it on.
I've got it all wrong.
Guest is Matthew Curry on WGLT Sound Ideas. We're talking about his brand new album called Open Road. We played the Great Midwest last time you were here. There was, I think it was an I don't think you had mastered the song yet, but you let us play it anyway. It's a really cool song. It mentions the Mackinac River, mentions, you know, hints at your father.
My mind takes me back in time to a lazy afternoon. On the banks of the Mackinac, as I threw in a line, almost heard my daddy call, "Son, you get back some time."
Yeah, you're from Bloomington, Illinois. You're a Midwest guy, so this song makes it easy probably for you to write it in a way. It's about who you are, but you know, a lot of musicians know they have to move elsewhere, move to hubs like Nashville or Portland or Austin, right? Is that something that would make sense for you?
Yeah, well, actually, just about 2.5 months ago, made the move down to Nashville.
Oh, there we go.
Tennessee.
You're living in Nashville now.
Yep.
Yeah,
not so
over
the snow old... stuff is driving me crazy. It was like 50 degrees when I left to come up here. It was 50 degrees or so down there. So.
As we're recording, I think it's like 17. It's going to be a little bit warmer this weekend for the show. So why Nashville? I mean, is it the obvious reason?
Well, I mean, you know, if it was up to me and if I had all the income in the world, it probably would have been in L.A. or something where it's beautiful and sunny year-round. But I have a lot of friends, musicians, producers, industry folk living in Nashville. A lot of the guys in the Doobie Brothers live down there. A lot of the guys in Mr. Frampton's band. And so I felt like it was a good fit for me to go down there and just try to not to come off the wrong way, but, you know, use their connections and see what I can't do to just on my own to try to further my career. And I feel like I do miss Bloomington, but I think it's the best move, and it's only 7 hours away, so it's easy enough for me to jump in the car and come up for the holidays and stuff like that.
The great Midwest, where things seem real. To the great Midwest, far from concrete and steel. To the great Midwest, where I let my soul heal. In the great Midwest.
Well, I think we talked about this song last time. I recall playing it. It's called Think of You. Mm-hmm. By the way, it's on this new album from Matthew Curry called Open Road, and it's about your father.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really touching song.
When the moonlight casts a gentle glow on the water as the river flows, I think of you and what we used to do.
You know, most people don't lose, you know, a parent as young as age as you lost one of your parents. You know, how have you dealt with that now? How have you processed that since he has passed away? You didn't get, you know, he was so involved in your life, in the music and personal in your life, and then it's just gone at a young age.
Just as anybody would, just one day at a time, you know. I think the song definitely mentions it, but, you know, it's... There's not a day that passes that I don't think about him and thankful for everything that he did and kind of realize that I probably wouldn't be doing this for a living if it hadn't have been for him.
And I think of you when I hurt inside, words I just can't say. I think of you.
I'm lucky to have, to be so close with my mom and my brother and to be able to talk to them about it and just reminisce and laugh and remember all the good things. And so I guess, you know, just take it one day at a time, and that's all you can do.
Well, the show at the Castle Theater now is going to be a fundraiser for the Community Cancer Center.
That's right.
Is this something that's personal for you?
My first thought was, okay, well, I'd like to find something that perhaps works with aneurysm stroke patients or something along those lines, being that's what my father passed from. There were some charities for that, but I wanted it to be home, you know, something from home and feeling like it was giving back to this community in a sense. So that's how the Community Cancer Center came about. And everybody over there is just super great folks and super dedicated. And so it's been a pleasure to try to help. I know it's just in a small way. And it's always a real honor that Fender Guitars is behind it. So we're just happy to help, even though it is just a small way in the grand scheme of things. But we're looking forward to this year, and we hope we can, with the guitar raffle, raise the most money that we have yet for the Community Cancer Center.
Cool. Matthew Curry, great to catch up with you.
Yeah, you too, man.
The great Midwest, where things seem real. To the great Midwest, far from concrete and steel. To the great Midwest, where I let my soul.